Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shavias, continuing in our discussions of a luf, either an onion or a bean, whatever it is. So luf sha'avra alav shavias, if a luf grew past the Shemitah year. So what happens is that when a luf grows, evidently the plant can remain viable for a very long time, so the leaves can grow from one year to the next. So in this situation, we're talking about a interaction with the Shemitah year. The leaves grew partially in year 7, and then also in year 8. So again, says the Mishnah, luf sha'avra alav shavias, if a luf grew past the Shemitah year, meaning it produced leaves on the Shemitah year, and then it continued growing leaves in the 8th year, Rabbi Eliezer says, im laktu ha'aniyim es alav lakatu. The halach is that if the poor people picked all the leaves during the Shemitah, then they picked them all, meaning that all the leaves that they picked are theirs, because they picked all the Shemitah growth themselves, and the owner of the field doesn't give anything to them. Vim la, but if the poor didn't pick any of the leaves during the Shemitah, ya'ase cheshbon im ha'aniyim. Not even if they didn't pick all of them, but even if not if he didn't pick any of them at all, but rather even if the aniyim didn't pick all of them, ya'aseh cheshbon im haniyim. The owner has to make some sort of a cheshbon, make some sort of a calculation with the poor people that this must be the amount of leaves that grew in the Shemitah year, so therefore you can take this amount for free, no questions asked. Rabbi Yeshua says, im laktu haniyim es alav lakatu. If the poor people picked all the leaves during the Shemitah, then they're considered to have picked them, meaning that all the leaves belong to them, vim lav. But if they didn't pick the leaves during Shemitah, in laniyim alav cheshbon, then the poor are not allowed to go ahead and make a cheshbon and say, you owe us this amount. In other words, these leaves will still have the Kedusha Shvius, the sanctity of Shvius, but they don't have that same hefgerness, they don't have their same ownerlessness. The owner is allowed to take them all and keep them all for himself. That was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet now says further, Luf shall erev Shvius shenichnas the Shvius. When you have a luf that it finished growing in the 6th year, but it was still on the ground when Shemitah began, and now you want to uproot the bulb because it's an edible part of the plant or whatever it is. So if you have this luf that finished growing in the 6th year and it's still in the ground in the 7th year, so here's what you do. Well, before we say what we do, here is a few other produce items that this would apply to. V'chein betzalim hakid sonim, so too when it comes to summer onions, another type of onion. V'chein pua shel idis, and some sort of a dye that they used to use that was made from a plant called a madder plant that was growing specifically in soil that was very fertile. So in these situations, Beishamai say, Okrenosan b'ma'ar rufos shall eat. So if you want to uproot them, then you want to uproot this bulb, you have to use these spades that were made out of wood as opposed to metal, because you need to show that you're not planting, rather you're just doing something to uproot it. And then by differentiating, that's what would show that. Ubeis Hill, remember Beis Hill say, no, but Kardumos shel matachos. True, you should try to use something that's not normally the tool, your go-to tool for uprooting, but you can use a metal tool, a metal mattox. It's a type of like a pickaxe. So Beis Shammai say you need to use something wooden. Beis Hillel say you can use a metal, but you have to change it up a little bit so that it's not so that it's clear that you're not trying to plant, you're only trying to uproot. Umodim bepua shel tzlaos. Beis Shammai agree that when it comes to this madder plant that's growing in a ground that's not like this fertile, nice soil, but rather it's like a rocky ground, that a person can use these metal mattocks that Beis Hillel allows in the other case, because rocky ground is not usually ground that's planted in, and therefore it's unlikely that you're going to be working in that land to plant something there, so therefore you can use this mattock of metal to uproot it. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.